Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
At the Seaport Hotel for the Christmas in the City Beef Auction. It's their big fundraiser for Christmas in the City. I've explained several times what this charity is, so hopefully you know by now. I won't go into the whole thing, but they really just provide this incredible Christmas experience for disaffected kids in the city of Boston and around the Boston area. And they've been doing it for 30 years, and it is just a tremendous 100% volunteer nonprofit organization. And it's a worthy cause on every level, and we're very proud to be associated with them for, I think it's our fourth or fifth year. I've lost track. They've been doing it for 30 years. So they are worthy and deserving of your support if you can provide it. They are accepting unwrapped toy and monetary donations today and tonight here at the Seaport. They will also accept them at Newbury Comics at the Natick Mall this Saturday from 1 to 3. Maz, Murray, I, the fabulous Jazz, that's Murray's cute wife, will be there. Hopefully Stu will come by.
I'll have one of the mini Mazes with me.
So you get various Maseratis and Felgers running around. So come join us, meet and greet, take a picture, but more importantly, donate unwrapped toy or monetary donation at the Natick Mall Saturday 1 to 3 at the Newbury Comics location. You can also bid. Our online auction has about 24 hours to go. We will be online taking your bids until tomorrow. Okay, there's several items up for bid. We have Bruins tickets, Celtics tickets, Patriots tickets versus the Dolphins. Again, two seats for the Patriots in section 141, so you're in the lower level. This is for the Miami game, December 29th, which may be Tom Brady's final regular season game as a New England Patriot.
Amazing. Isn't it horrible to think of that?
It puts a little juice to that, doesn't it? And if it really turns south here, it could be his last home game ever as a New England Patriot. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you're going to lose the division. But if it does...
Ask me Monday.
If something really goes haywire, that may be Tom Brady's last game in Foxborough. So,
this is at $500 a night.
So
right
I was
now.
Just going to say those right now are at $500. Go ahead.
And so we're not talking about tickets in the 300s. They're section 141, row 35. They're good seats.
Okay, so
let's bump that up.
So we can bump that up for sure. And again, the cause is Christmas in the City. So it's not just going to some ticket scalper. It's going to Jake and Sparky Kennedy and their efforts here. We also have a Gordon Hayward signed ball for bid. Duron Harmon signed ball. New England Revolution 4-pack of tickets plus club seats plus a pre-match field pass with a team signed ball. That's a great thing right there. That's at $700 right now, so we can bid that up as well. That is a great prize. Anna's Taqueria has a gift basket that includes a $100 gift card and tickets to Boston College hockey and basketball games. Also, Anna's gear. Okay, so just a nice little stocking stuffer there, if you will. That's at $225. We can bid that up. You get all those tickets included with the thing. So that's what that is. The big one, the two big ones are the golf outing with Maz and Hardy. They are gracious enough every year to host two people and play a foursome at the Atkinson Country Club and Resort in New Hampshire there. The date is to be determined. That bid right now is $900. Okay. Do I have that right?
The golf outing.
It's 1,000.
Yep, it's kind of up to 1,000. Yeah.
Up to 1,000.
Yeah, and I'll just say again, Hardy and I both played last year. We'll grab some lunch beforehand. That's on us. In fact, it's on me because Hardy's a cheap bastard. He didn't pay last year. He won't pay now. But we'll have a good time out there. This isn't it's a legitimate day of golf.
And it may include a Murray party favor or two. But that's under the table, though. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
We call that swing enhancement.
We're not going to mention that anymore. The other thing is, and this is the big one, it's the Felger and Maz show sit-ins. Okay? The show sit-ins are Friday, February 13th, and you own a segment. We're going to turn over a segment to you. You can just come in there and sit there if you want. But It's really meant for you to come in and play talk show host. You could be the lead host. You could be in the B chair. You could do the update if you want to read an update. You could come in and make fart noises in your armpit for all I care. For whatever it takes to raise money for Christmas in the City, whatever it takes, that is your segment. It'll be on the simulcast as well, okay? So if you own a company and want to promote your company, that's a great little twofer right there. You can come in with all your gear, all your paraphernalia, promote your company, say it on the radio, see all the logoing on the simulcast, and you can talk sports. You can rip on Maz and I. We had a sit-in winner from last year who went above and beyond, so we gave him a separate day, came in and read a three-page manifesto that ripped us up and down for all of our stupid takes over the years.
Oh, yeah, no, it was like the Magna Carta of sports radio, for crying out loud. Not only did he shred the two of us, he killed Murray on the way out.
So Todd McLean was generous enough to do that. If you heard that segment, you can do something like that, like he did. It's really up to you. You can do whatever the heck it is that you want. It's your segment. So we're doing four of those. The top four bids will get to come in on Friday, December 13th, and own a segment on Felger and Maz. You're the host. And again, maybe you're a would-be sports broadcaster. We hear from these people all the time. They want to get into sports broadcasting. Come in and run a segment. Run a segment, put it on your demo reel, and there you got something on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Absolutely. And again, if you're in college, then get your old man to pay for it.
Right. So that right now, so those are a big item. They're a pricey item, and the numbers reflect it. Right now, the top bid is $2,750. $2,750.
I think it's even higher than that now.
Is it?
According to 35 seconds ago. So what I'll say is this, the bids are high. So, you know, these will obviously go for another day, right?
Yep.
So I will say that given the way the bidding has gone so far, I just already want to say thank you to the people who have bid because you're really supporting a great cause.
These are really generous offers.
Yes,
right now,
absolutely.
I'm looking at the live feed right now. The offers are between $3,000 and $2,500. So that's the get-in price on Felger and Maz. As it stands right now, this is going to go for another day. So keep bidding those up. Every dime, and again, I keep repeating about Christmas in the City, it is a intensely local charity, and it's one of the things I love about it. You see where the money goes. You see who it affects. It's our neighbors. It's people in and around us. And it is for kids in the Boston area who don't get Christmas, and that's just the best way to describe it. A lot of kids wake up on Christmas Day without Christmas. They don't know what it's like, as scary as that is to think, for us who overindulge our kids, right? There are some kids who don't know what it's like to write out a Christmas list and ask for a gift and get it on Christmas morning. Jake and Sparky Kennedy and Christmas in the City provide that. It's actually the sweetest thing that they do. They go around to the homeless shelters and get Christmas lists from these kids and then try and match it and try and get the toy to match what's on the list. And for a lot of these kids, they've never had that before, and they're blown away when they walk into the Christmas party and have a gift waiting for them from Santa that they asked for.
I mean, and it is the ultimate kid holiday, right? The anticipation, the buildup of Christmas, all of it. Every kid looks forward to it every single year, and a lot of these kids wouldn't have the chance to do that otherwise. It really is an amazing thing.
Okay, so there is your Christmas in the City spiel. Let's take a quick break here, and I promise, right back to your phones, Felger and Maz from the Seaport.
Boston's home for sports. Felger Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
And what do you want for Christmas?
Help Felger and Maz brighten a child's Christmas. Live from the Seaport Hotel, collecting donations for Christmas in the City. Sponsored by DNN Van Lines on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, as promised, right back to your phones, Felger and Maz here. Jeff in North Carolina waiting patiently with an NFL thought. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I just want to know what your thoughts are on the RPO that Lamar Jackson runs. What if we blitzed Lamar Jackson every time, hit him as hard as we could, even if he handed off the ball to the running back, and that way we'll take our chances with the running back getting 5 to 8 yards, But quarterbacks don't like to get hit. You hit them a couple times, they might stop doing it. They might fumble. What's your thoughts?
Okay, Jeff. Thanks for the call. I'm surprised how many – maybe I shouldn't be surprised. How many calls we get on that? Hit them! It's like, do you think Bill Belichick's preaching that?
Or
is,
no.
Or is Bill Belichick, as I said before, preaching stay in your lane, maintain your gap, don't rush too far upfield, don't stay wider than the widest, and don't go deeper than the quarterback. And like that's what Belichick's telling his guys.
Yeah, I think Bill's saying keep him between the hashes. Don't cave on the read handoff.
Be disciplined.
Right. And
people should think better of him. That's something you would expect from like Greg Williams. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, but now sending extra guys, like blitzing, I don't know, maybe that's an interesting strategy. Just to
run blitzes, you're
talking
about.
Run blitzes, right. To take them out of
jam up the holes.
Take them out of their rhythm to get more guys up into the holes, etc. But I'd be surprised if it was, you know, we're gonna hit them, we're gonna send a message physically to them. Like, I don't know if it works that way.
Yeah, I don't think given the way they've been able to throw the ball too, I don't think it's the right way to go. Because, and I'm not telling you he's Joe Montana back there, but they have some speed in the wide receiving core and
big tight ends.
Yeah,
Andrews
it's
is
just,
good.
I think the way to beat them, first of all, you got to have a defensive line that San Francisco does. They don't, you know, San Francisco is able to control the line of scrimmage, but if you're the Patriots, get them to hand off. Get them to hand off.
Yeah, always take him.
Yes, let Mark Ingram go up the middle on you. At the very least, it'll slow the game down. And you won't have to get 30 to win.
Okay, we've got my board just that was weird. My board just changed. Let's go to Fred in Cranston on the Brady interview. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I think that Brady is the biggest phony in the league. He walks around, I don't want to be interviewed, leave me alone. And he does interview with anybody that will call him. I mean, he sat down with Oprah, for God's sake. And you're going to tell me that you don't like to be interviewed? And like you mentioned earlier, Mike, he does that thing with Gray every week. He don't have to do that. And so why does he do it?
So, Fred, he won't sit down with anyone who asks. I mean, if we put in a request form, he's not going to do it. So, no, but he'll do it for money.
Sure.
He'll do it to promote his business.
Mm-hmm.
So that is hypocritical for them to say, I don't like interviews because of the gotcha media, but, oh, Jim, let's go. You know, hey.
I got you booked on Super Soul Sunday.
And so Oprah, he'll do because that's big for his brand. And Jim Gray, he'll do because Macy pays him millions of dollars. And the E thing, he'll do because it's good for his lifestyle brand. So that is hypocritical. There's no question about it.
Yeah, again, it's just, you know, he likes them when they serve him. That's what it is. What he doesn't like is to have to answer questions he doesn't have an answer for. So that's where he gets frustrated, like anybody would. I just, that part of it, he loses me. Now, do I think Tom Brady's the devil, despite what Murray thinks? No, I don't. I think, again, you could, Brady's precisely the kind of guy you should hold up as a model for most people. And so, from that standpoint, great. Some of it, to me, goes a little over the top and a little thick.
It sure does. In that particular interview, though, I wasn't as aggravated by him as I'll just say it again. I thought he was decent, and not perfect. Like, there's things I'll pick apart and say that you're hypocritical. But I thought, in general, I didn't mind him. I thought the questions were obnoxious. I thought the questions were over the top. But I am now become more interested. I guess I've always sort of been in the TB12 thing. And it's just because it's like the general idea of him selling my secret is kind of worthy, right? Because he's been the best ever at what he does. So how did I get here? Like, I'm interested in hearing that and being a potential customer. Not thinking I'd be the greatest quarterback ever, but you must have some knowledge there. So I'm willing to listen, and I think people should be willing to listen. I get the whole thing. I find it interesting.
Well, it looks like he's found the fountain of youth, so that's why you're interested. Everyone's interested in that.
So, but as I dig into it, I don't think his business is going to work. I think the pliability thing in those bands. When I saw that the host, the Jason Kennedy guy, put the bands on and do push-ups with the bands on, I'm like, so that's for $250 a session? Because you can really, what is the difference for 99% of us if you do a push-up, if you just do a normal push-up, or maybe you do them slow, or you do a slow negative or you do 1.5, or you put a plate on your back to give you a little extra resistance to, like, there's, for 99% of us, there's really no difference. You know, like for 95% of us, just getting down and doing a push-up at all, like Bill Murray in stripes, like, it's like, just getting doing a push-up at all is an accomplishment and is what you're looking for, and is putting the rubber band around your chest worth $250 so you have a rounded muscle?
No.
And who's going to buy that? Maybe a few people. Again, the rich folks at the Mandarin Oriental who live in the residences will walk across the street. I just got a band workout from Alex. Okay. But how many of those is he really going to get? And unless you're a super elite athlete and like super toned and super in shape, what's the difference between a rounded muscle and a muscle? You just want a little muscle.
Correct.
So I don't think it's going
to
work.
No, so I just think he's outpriced himself to the masses. So that's the thing, is his whole sort of, you know, his clientele is the elite, the rich, you know, people with money and who can invest in their appearance. And yet it feels like the places where he wants to put them and the size of the places and the amounts that he's going to have to play, pay, require a much bigger clientele than that. Look, again, I'm no businessman. I don't know what his business model is, but I just don't know that it's something that's going to appeal to the masses.
That Boylston spot can't be that cheap. And if that's like, so if he's got a similar sort of storefront in different cities paying that much, you better have some good masseuses in there, man. You better have some guys who've figured out what Alex is doing, first of all, and you better sell a lot of those. Like, you better sell a lot of protein bars to be able to pay the rent on those, never mind your profit margin. I don't know. Lori in Providence, so what are your thoughts on the Brady interview?
I think it was a 30-minute infomercial. And I thought that he was going to say at the end, dial 1-800-TV-BRADY for $399.95. We'll send you a band, a cookbook, and a TV cap or shirt. Call now. I just thought it was a little bit over the top.
Lori, thanks for the call.
1-800-1-SUPER-G.
So listen, we've taken a handful of calls on it, and we're Boston. We're Brady's, you know, ground zero for Brady support. And do you hear people call up and say, boy, that was cool last night. I really want a piece of it. Like,
no.
I don't think the thing's going to work.
No. I just think that it's got to be in the right place, first of all. And I don't know that it's a Boston thing, per se. Again, if he wants to do it in L.A., I think it'll thrive. Okay, you know, a location here and there, but depending on where he wants to put it and who he wants to market it to. But it just does not feel like a Boston thing to me.
No, it's too glossy. It's too fake. It was on the E! Network. That's where you go to watch, you know, what's the latest with the Kardashians or, you know, the Housewives, whatever that stupid show is. Like, that's where he does that there. Like, I don't know, it's a blue-collar city. I can understand why people look at this with an air of disgust.
Call 1-800-1-SUPER-G. And to the first 50 callers, you will get a free $150 bag of nuts.
Jim on Cape Cod has been waiting patiently for a Bruins thought. Go ahead, Jim. What do you got?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I know I'm off topic. I called you last year when the Bruins were on the playoff run and said David Pastrnak was a soft player, and they should trade him in the offseason. So obviously I'm wrong about his scoring. What do you think about the rest of his game? And what do you think when he gets another contract, where do you think his salary range will be?
Okay, well, if he were a free agent, he'd make $10 million a year.
Oh, for sure.
And they got him for six.
They got him. It was last year one?
Yeah.
They're in great shape there.
Great contract.
So I have a developing Pastrnak take.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, given as well as he's playing right now, you know what I thought about the other day?
What'd you think about?
That stupid-ass thumb injury he got.
I mean, wasn't that disgusting?
Looking back, with the way he's shooting the puck now, you're telling me that wasn't a factor last spring?
Huge factor.
So going back to that.
And you know how he got it.
Right, there was a team function.
Stumbling to the Uber.
Right.
Stumbling
it's
to
a
the
team function.
Yeah,
right?
Team function.
Stumbling to the Uber after like a client dinner, which
it was around Christmas.
So
last
if
year.
There were sales weasels there, you know everyone is three quarters in
oh,
the
yeah.
bag.
It's three like, quarters, nine tenths. Yeah. If they're like our sales weasels, they were 100% in the bag.
So Tosta, I stole the bottle.
The sales weasels and advertisers and whatever, pie-eyed, stumbling to the Uber, cranks his thumb, and that's why you lose. And that, like, I'm sorry, I don't think that's unfair to bring up.
No, I mean, to me, like, I thought about that and I said, good God, he wasn't the same. He wasn't the same guy. He wasn't shooting the puck the same way. He wasn't handling the puck the same way. His thumb wasn't right.
He freaking sucked in that final. He sucked.
So I don't want to get on the road.
He was -7.
I've heard some specific stories as to what exactly happened that night. I'm not going to give you all the details,
Ooh, oh.
but the generalities of it are true. Okay, the generalities of it are true.
That's good to know.
How long have you been sitting on that?
Yeah, a while. I'm telling you, see, Maz tries to be semi-informed, which is sometimes a mistake. But use your gut. You're usually right. My gut was, especially when the team released that it was after a client dinner. Like, the team didn't say, you know, the team did nothing to really they opened the door for us to go, oh, really?
Yeah, no, they basically acknowledged that he was polluted. I mean, that's, you know, with that statement, that was striking when they issued that statement.
So he's got 3 years to go after this at 6'6". That's just a tremendous contract.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but
Marshan, too. They're all good deals.
So Marshan, Maz, has another 5 years to go. He has five years after this.
He's like 6.1 or
6'1". So Sweeney's done a great job with his own contracts. He really has. On Pastrnak, in terms of his toughness, he lacks it. And he's never going to go into the corner and out-muscle someone. And I don't think he should try. His model should be Patrick Kane. Okay, Patrick Kane couldn't hurt a fly. Patrick Kane isn't hitting anybody. Patrick Kane isn't winning any board battles. But he won three cups and was a huge factor in huge, deep Stanley Cup runs. And so however he played, that should be the model. Follow that guy.
Yeah, and I still question whether or not he'll be able to produce when they lean on him in the spring. It's still my number one concern with this team and that top unit because none of them are big. Bergeron's not big and burly. I mean, he's strong, but Marchand's feisty, but he's little. And Pastrnak, I still think, is going to get knocked on his ass.
Dan in Canada on that Antonio Brown post. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Felger. I just wanted to run the idea. It's actually not about Antonio Brown. It's about Adam Vinatieri.
Oh.
Whether or not if you'd entertain the idea of him being brought back from the Colts, due to the Colts picking up Chase McLaughlin the other day and us missing out on the waiver.
So that's a good topic.
Sure, let's continue to just be the oldest team in football.
No, I hadn't considered that, but my answer is no.
Let's say the Colts release him.
No.
No. No, he's had a horrible year. He should retire.
I mean, in all honesty,
I love the guy.
Yeah, so do too. I. So do I. But there's two reasons. One, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'd rather have Nick Folk. Okay? And one is I think Vinatieri's dumb. I do. I think he's done, and we all love him. Secondly, I don't want him to come back and suck.
And he has sucked.
I don't want to see that.
You're in love with nostalgia. If you want Vinatieri back, that's all it is. Like, you pine for the old days. And believe me, as an old, I get that. But he's done.
I don't know.
I think too much of him as a kicker and a guy to see him suck here.
36-yarder. I'm picking the distance specifically for this. 36-yarder. It's snowing out. AFC title game here or in Kansas City or Baltimore, whatever, to win the game.
This team this year?
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, this year, this team.
It's getting missed.
No. Would you rather have Nick Folk kicking it or Adam Vinatieri kicking
Folk.
It?
Folk.
Give me Adam. From 36 in the snow?
With the way it's gone with this team.
To send
this
the Patriots
year.
To the Super Bowl? Yeah,
please, he's missing it.
Adam Vinatieri or Kai Forbath?
Wow, that's easy.
Go for it.
No. You can't. There's 1 second left on the clock. You're on the 27-yard line. Murray. No. You're on the 17-yard line. It's a 36-yarder, Murray.
Oh, 36. Give me Vinatieri over Forbath.
36-yarder. It's raining. It's sleeting sideways. Okay? Kansas City, Baltimore, New England. There's some wind. It's a 36-yarder to go to the Super Bowl. Do you want Nick Folk taking it? Do you want Kai Forbath taking it? Do you want Chase McLaughlin taking it?
Folk.
Yeah, Folk.
Or Adam Vinatieri
taking
it?
Folk or McLaughlin?
Folk.
Give me Vinatieri.
Folk.
Give me Vinatieri.
Folk. The real question is Nugent or Forbath. And then what you do is you have them fight to the death and then go for it.
Here's an update for Murray, and we're back from the sea.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
Doing their part to help out Santa.
You just try and think of yourself as one of Santa's little helpers.
Felger and Maz are live at the Seaport Hotel for Christmas in the City, sponsored by DNN Van Lines. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Welcome back. Felger Mass from the Seaport Hotel as we advance the Christmas in the City wreath auction, their big fundraiser for Christmas in the City. Come on by. They're accepting unwrapped toys and monetary donations. We're here until 6:30. Felger and Mass is. Then the auction starts. It's a $30 get-in price. All proceeds go to Christmas in the City. They have a ton of stuff to bid on. There's live auction. There's raffle items. And again, you know, as you might expect, Celtics packages, Bruins packages, tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of great things to bid on and support a great cause. We're still doing our live sit-ins. And as I like to say, we have four up for bid to come in on December 13th. But if you are over-the-top generous, we've had a few people along the way be over-the-top generous. The gentleman who was on at 4 o'clock, Todd McClain, is one of them. You get to call your shot. You come in when you want. And our next guest is just such an individual, Oded Carmi. He is the owner, and CEO and like grand poobah of DN Van Lines, and a good supporter of 98.5 The Sports, of a sponsor on the show and a sponsor of Christmas in the City. So Oded joins us on set. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Mike?
Excellent. It's good to see you. Thanks again for your support of the charity and the station and the show and everything.
Well, you know, you were your mover and that's your charity, so it's a natural fit.
Boom. And you actually do the moving for the Christmas in the City, right?
We do. That's right. So this year we're going to be providing as many trucks as they need, and we're going to move all the presents around. And if you're a business in the area and you want to do a present drive, I'd recommend contacting them.
So if we wanted you to move Mike somewhere, could you move?
No, we have. We have. We actually moved a trampoline from his neighbor's yard to his yard a few months ago.
No, exactly. I mean actually physically.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, no problem on that.
So like Todd at the 4 o'clock hour, I think he just wants to come in and complain about our takes.
No.
Do you have a list of grievances?
That guy was very well prepared. Yes. I'm not as well prepared as that guy.
Well, so what's your issue this year? What do you got?
This year? You mean when I come and talk with you, or right now?
Well, I mean, right now. I mean,
right now I'm here to represent Jake and Christmas in the City. I mean, that's what I'm here for, and, you know, it's a great cause, and it's something that I really support, and, you know, I think everybody should get behind it. Actually, last year I actually went to the event because we were doing all the transportation for them, and so I wanted to check it out and see what it was like, and there were literally 500 buses in the parking lot. It was something that I'd never seen before. And when you go inside of the event, like they said, Blue Man Group was performing. I brought my wife and my kid, and it was great.
So tell me more about that convention space. Because I'm always out of town. My family always leaves out of town for that weekend because my wife's schedule, et cetera. So I've never seen it, but I've just heard when you walk in, you can't believe what you see.
Yeah, it's a Boston Convention Center, and it's huge. They have a stage at the front. They probably have 100 different tables. And like Sparky said, they have different stations. So they have a station where kids can get flu shots, a station where kids can get face paint, location where kids pick up presents. Blue Man Group's playing at the front. I mean, it's wild. It's really a wild event. And, you know, if anybody hasn't checked it out, I definitely recommend that they do.
Okay, and you do all the moving for it.
I wouldn't say I do all the moving because there's a lot of volunteers here. But we provide trucks and men. And basically what we do is we go around to local businesses that are doing the present drives. And we pick up the presents and we bring them to the convention center.
Okay. Oded, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it very much.
We appreciate you.
Okay,
yeah,
man.
It really does. It takes the contributions of people like you. So I appreciate that.
Jimmy, thanks a lot, Maz.
Jimmy, let's do this. Let's take a quick break and come back right here from the from the Seaport.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
Live from the Seaport Hotel, Felger and Maz are helping Christmas in the City. Sponsored by D&N Van Lines on 98.5, The Sports Hub. And streaming on the Sports Hub app.
All right, we are beginning a super long commercial-free segment. Felger and Maz will take it till 6:30 tonight. So bonus Felger and Maz time. as we help Christmas in the City raise some funds here for their wreath auction. So we'll give you an update on all the bid items and all the ways you can contribute here in a little bit. But we will be here till 6:30. We're not taking another commercial until 6:15. Okay, so we got 30 minutes commercial free. Another schlocky radio thing, Murray. I'm sure you could. I mean, what should that sound like?
That's 30 minutes commercial free with Felger and Maz.
And the Ticket Weasel. Yeah. Okay, so that's what's going on here. We'll take some calls. We'll do the final word again. No spots here, so stick with us as Felger and Maz give you a little bonus time. Let's go back to the phones. We have got Chico in Berkshire with a thought on some news today that, well, Michael Lombardi said today that Josh McDaniels is more than likely gone this year. Okay, gone after this year. Which means what? Head coaching job somewhere? Lateral move somewhere for some reason? He wants to weigh in on that. Chico, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, Matt, Murray. I'll tell you, I love you guys. I listen to the video. I enjoy the show. But I got a thought for you. So it's rumored Josh is leaving at the end of the year. It's rumored Tom's leaving at the end of the year. How about Josh and Tom reuniting outside of Foxborough? What do you think about that?
I think it's a no-brainer, Chico. So listen, the one thing I'll put to the side is Jimmy Stewart's beliefs that I'll get to in a second. But if I hadn't heard Jimmy Stewart talk about Brady and McDaniels, I'd say
it would make all the sense in the world.
No brainer. If I'm the LA Chargers, I fire Lance Lynn.
Anthony.
Not the outfielder from the Cardinals, right?
No,
I always do that. I fire Lynn. I've already forgotten his name. I bring in Josh and bring in Brady. You know, like, no brainer.
Absolutely.
But Jimmy Stewart has heard that Brady and McDaniels aren't so hot right now. So I don't know. I mean, I usually trust Jimmy on these things. If that's the case, that's the case. But I would make it a twofer if I were the Chicago Bears. I mean, even though I like Nagy and Lynn doesn't necessarily deserve to be fired. He had a great year last year in his first year. He doesn't really deserve it. But
same with Nagy. But
if that's a collateral damage for Tom Brady, wouldn't you do that in a heartbeat?
Yeah, and again, the Brady McDaniels part of it, you listen to those McDaniels comments from earlier in the week where he's talking about how it's a slow process to integrate the receivers and there's no shortcuts and you got to be patient. That sounded like cut the crap. You know, we got to fight through it. So, you know, maybe, rift is too strong a word, but maybe there's frustration between the two of them.
John in Rockland on the Brady E! Interview. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, did you catch that part last night when he said that his mother and his wife want him to retire and they're both worried about his health?
Yes.
And his mother has a conniption every time he gets hit?
Yes.
Have you guys ever gone against your mother and your wife at the same
all the time?
When it's, when it's regarding your health, I tell you, there's no way he's signing a 3-year deal with anyone. No way.
John, yeah, thanks for the call. So he said it in such a way, I don't know if we have the sound, but he said it in such a way where it's like, yeah, Giselle would want me to retire today. She doesn't like me taking these hits. In that sort of manner, not like Giselle's told me this is it or else. You know, the tone of it wasn't, I didn't find I have some sort of ultimatum from my family.
No, I didn't take it that way either. I took it more of as kind of a, you know, I don't want to say throwaway line, but yeah, my mother hates it. She wants me to retire. So does my wife.
Right. Which is, you know what? Obviously,
yeah. I think that's been true for about 10 years.
Right.
Like, his mother probably never wanted him to play football,
exactly,
period.
Exactly right.
Like, if you go all the way back with the, you know, especially knowing what we've learned over the years. I mean, even though the quarterback is protected, he's still taking a beating. I still think, I come back to the same thing. Brady wants to play. He wants to play. And, you know, we cite his father's comments all the time. His father said in some of those comments that he's made in the past that Tom would play till he's 70 if he could. So I think if the Patriots had given him a contract, Brady would be ready to go next year.
The question is, if the L.A. Chargers, Miami Dolphins, whatever, name the team, offers him that 3-year, $100 million, and that's just the number I use because $30 million is a going rate for the top of the market. So I just, you know, to make it dramatic, 3 years, $100 million, and here's your team for the next 3 years. Can he talk G into it? Would he be able to talk G into it? Paul in the car on our Celtics conversation. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Tony, I think you need to do some digging on Towns. I mean, Butler, talk to Jimmy Butler. He'll tell you about Towns' worth ethic. I mean, the guy's got his money. Minnesota's got, what, 0.500 record? Playoff appearances and always below 500 record. And, dude, the guy had Jimmy Butler steal his girlfriend on top of not only kicking his ass in the practice.
Okay, so I can't, you know, the poor guy lost his girlfriend. I'm not going to. I don't know if that's true, by
the
way.
She doesn't sound like it was, she was worth fighting for. Okay. He puts up like 27 a game. He's probably the best center in the league, and people don't talk about him enough because he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
No, but I worry about all the big guys now that I think about it. I worry about Embiid. I think he's got the dog in him. Like, I wonder about his sort of ethic or toughness. So I worry about Embiid when it comes to that. I don't know anything about Towns when it comes to that. His reputation has not been good.
I agree.
And even Anthony Davis. If you are one of the top five players in the league, did the Pelicans ever win a playoff series?
Yes, they did. They swept the Timberwolves.
Yeah, they might have won one.
The Trailblazers a couple of seasons ago.
Okay, so they have one playoff series win in his, how long was he there, 6 years, something
yeah,
like
right.
this? I don't know. Doesn't that raise a little bit of a flag? I want to see what he does with LeBron and the Lakers, and he can prove it to me. But to this point, I'm still sort of wondering.
So, look, I don't think...
And, by the way, the beauty of Davis is he doesn't have to be the guy. He can, you know, be a really expensive and fancy sidecar to LeBron.
Well, so this is the issue with the big guys. You can't control the ball, right? I mean, typically, you're not the guy handling the ball. This is why you need the wing player or whatever to go along with it. But I would also say with big guys, let's be cautious. Because Anthony Davis, as soon as he got to L.A., looked like a different player, right? And Kevin Garnett was thought of as a loser until he came to Boston. So they got to the conference final 1 year in Minnesota, but he was always looked at as being a guy that couldn't win either.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So I just think with big guys, it's a little different because they don't have the ball in their hands all the time. So it's different, and, you know, if you have just a big guy, it's not enough.
I am not, you know, I'm not always going to say they need a big guy, they need a big guy, they need a big guy. I'm just not sure that's the league anymore. But speaking of which, Will in the car sounds like he wants a big guy. Go ahead, Will.
How you doing, guys? I was thinking about Steven Adams and just how, like, he's not going to be as expensive as Karl Anthony Towns. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So he certainly wouldn't be as expensive as Karl Anthony Towns. He's going to cost you something. I mean, how does that float your boats, Maz?
I don't love it.
Why?
Because I don't think
he's
Adams
as much of an offensive player.
No, he's not. He's not. I mean, again, there's no perimeter game to speak of
so
at
what?
All.
So what if you have plenty of offense everywhere else and he's your muscle underneath?
Because I don't know if he's quite. Look, I think he's a solid defensive player. But I don't think he's like an athlete. I wouldn't call him an athletic rim protector, at least in my mind. And so, you know, do I like Adams? Does he got grit? Sure. I sort of look at him as being a better Aaron Baines. That's how I look at him.
Oh, he's a much better Aaron Baines.
Yeah. But again, is he the kind of guy that's going to – he'll be a body in the paint, but is he a guy that's going to block shots and, you know, alter shots at the rim? I don't feel like he is.
Roland and Methuen on an NFL thought. Hi, Roland.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I was just thinking about it. When I watched the Patriots lose to the Ravens this time around, I was really worried because the Patriots linebackers did not seem to be able to find the speed to catch Lamar Jackson. Last year in the playoffs, the Chargers beat the Ravens by flooding the field with defensive backs, basically in a dime package.
Yeah.
And it seems like they beat them, but, I mean, they had no choice because they had no linebackers. I'm just curious if that might be a way to go.
No. I think it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of people who remarked on that, how the Patriots went big early in that Ravens game, right? They couldn't keep up. So that is, I mean.
I just don't know if you can look at last year's games that Lamar Jackson played and use that as a template because
why?
He really couldn't throw. He's gotten better. He's getting better by the week.
I'll tell you the other variable is San Diego went small. They didn't have Ingram. There was no power running game up the middle to complement Jackson. So, you know, you had more speed on the field, but the Ravens couldn't run you over. Now they have and I'm not a huge Ingram fan, but he's a solid running back.
He's been a good fit there.
That is, you know, a straight-ahead runner, and they've got three tight ends on the field. So, like, now you've got
this. Do you think they did that on purpose? They built it that way because they saw San Diego, L.A. go small on
them? I think that's part of it.
It's interesting.
I do. I think that's part of it. They said, well, if we're going to have a quarterback with speed and teams are going to defend us by going smaller and faster, then we're going to load up and flatten them if they do that.
I just can't believe that the Pats or anybody else can't force Lamar Jackson to throw. Like, I've always felt that's the easiest thing to do. If you wanted to do that, you'll expose yourself elsewhere. But if you commit to keeping that quarterback in the pocket and making him throw, you can do that. And then if he beat you with his arm, he beat you with his arm because you're exposed in the secondary. The fact that they didn't do that the first time or teams haven't done that blows me away. I would have thought it would have been a no-brainer for Belichick.
I'd like to see them get another crack at him, okay, because I want to see how they do it. But after watching last week, and I'm talking about San Francisco-Baltimore game now, I'm not sure the Patriots have on defense what it's going to take to slow that guy down.
Okay, folks, we're in the middle of our 30-minute commercial-free segment. We are taking no spots, but at this time, we always do the final word, so let's do it here, Jimmy.
And the final word.
Felger's expert analysis.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. I thought we were going to do the whole spiel.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, kind of flying blind here. It happens. Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. Earlier in the show, talking Celtics, and when it came to the Celtics, Maz wants long-term love, and I just want a night of filthy sex.
I feel like I should have stuck to my guns on this one, because it turns out my NBA instincts are freaking phenomenal.
Oh, no, yeah, they're impeccable.
They are, because I said early on that I'd go Brown over Tatum, and it was and I got browbeat. Into switching on that because Tatum was a more polished offensive player. Mm-hmm. And he was from the second he entered the league, he was a more polished offensive player. But I should have stuck to my guns.
Felger Wojnarowski.
Seriously. When it comes to the NBA, freaking Felgstradamus. So did the Celtics make a mistake in holding on to Jaylen Brown and not trading him for the year of Kawhi Leonard?
No.
Yes. Of course they did.
No.
Jimmy Stewart, did the Celtics make a mistake in holding on to Jaylen Brown?
100%. I will take the Kawhi Leonard year and the championship over the long term of Jaylen Brown.
I'll tell you, I'm done with the one night stand. I'm done with it.
I'm done with the whole wham, bam,
thank you, ma'am. I'm done with that. It's like, look, again, don't get me wrong. I'm all for championships, and maybe this is a result of having won all these titles, and now we're spoiled, and it's like, well, we'll sell out for a title, and I won't sell out for one title anymore. I won't.
Not me.
I'm done with it.
Give me the night of partying. Maz wants to be loved and caressed and know that he's on someone's insurance.
No, I wanted to. No, I don't need the insurance. I got my own. I wanted to go on for more than just a year. That's all. And I think there is value to building it from within. I feel the same way about the Patriots, or for that matter, the Bruins or the Red Sox. I don't want it to be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry, I don't. And so now, look, you know, do I love Kawhi Leonard? Yes, I think he's the best player in the league. But you know what? At this stage, I want something sustainable. I want to be loved, Mario.
It always gets naughty with Mass, doesn't it?
Oh, every time.
Hey, listen, I'm all for a one-night stand, you know, with the right person at the right time. Nothing like a good roll in the hay. But the reality is, at this stage, as it pertains to the Celtics, I've done it. I had sex with Kevin Garnett. Like,
How did that go?
I was great. I mean, I loved every second of it, but then it was over, and now it's like, well, what am I going to do that again?
Murray, who do you think was? Never mind. I'm not going to.
Maz walk like you rode a horse.
We're not going to go there. Right? That's what I was hoping to avoid, that conversation.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.